You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Siyata Nishmai, we turn this evening to the next in the line of the Brochas Emtzoyos, Borech Aleinu, Haloshen of Brocha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaBorech Aleinu, and then we encounter the juxtaposition of Midas HaRachman with Midas HaDid. Borech Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu. Interesting. Here we have an Hashem and a Elokeinu, perhaps, and with the following Mahalach, we can understand why we encounter both Lashonos in the context of the Bracha, placed alongside one another. Let's start, though, tackling it. Baruch Aleinu. We ask for Bracha. We know the famous Rashba. Rashman Chuvas, Rashman Chedusha Godos Maseches Brachas Dav Zayinam and Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Godol, Barchini, give me a bracha. Asks the Rashba. God is saying, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen, give me a bracha. How do you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a bracha? Barchini, how many Barchini, give me a bracha? He wrote to Chiyich Vashu Rachamach, Rachamach Has Kaskha, Me'alei Bechul Levach. Give me a bracha. Explains the Rashba. Avada, certainly we can never actually be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella, what's the pshat? I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor of Kol HaBrachas Kula. It's recognizing Hashem is the source of all the wellspring that showers all the bountiful blessing upon all of Klal Yisrael. That's the idea of a bracha. That's why it's spelled with the identical letters as Brecha. And what is Brecha? Brecha is a spring. Brecha is Osios Brocha. It's a spring. It starts from one makar. And the Indian, the Rashba says, is Tosefes Brocha. It means you're starting with something. So a Brocha has to be Chal on something. You got to give a Brocha to something where there already exists something along those lines. And then you can go ahead and have it blossom and burgeon and sprout forth. That's the idea of a brecha. It starts with the one starting point. The water is coming out. It's constantly getting larger and larger. The same way that brocha and brecha shares the letters of bechor. What's a bechor? A bechor, the oldest child, is the one who doubled over the father. Explains a hunter. Why do we call the father an av? And now we mentioned in the past of Yitzhak Isaac Chavir. Yitzhak Isaac Chavir said, and Mogi Metzina Kanvas Azoar, a father is called an av. Why? Because a father's ability to become a father has Aide the Koach of his Zero, the ability for his sperm to fertilize the egg cell. And scientists have already corroborated this idea that Chazal have told us thousands of years ago, that sperm has the ability to fertilize the egg cell either on day one, or on day two, or on day three, which is one and two. And when can a man become a father? When he produces this Zera into the Rechem of the Isha, and he becomes a father. Either on day Aleph, which is Aleph, or on day two, which is Beis, or on day three, which is Aleph plus Beis. Hence, what's he called an Av? Because when does he become an Av? Explains Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chavir. Either on day Aleph, or on day Beis, or on day Aleph plus Beis, and that's an Av. And why is the mother called a name? Because Mem Yom Fi Yetziras Avlad. It takes 40 days to form the basic structure of the embryo, the basic tzura of that fetus. So Mamela, on day 41, she's now called the mother carrying a formed fetus. Hence, she's called Aim Gematria Aleph and Mem, Gematria 41. Explains Rav Yisak Isaac Chavir, Tamar Nachman and Mishklov. She is called an Aim. And because she is Gematria 41, she is now a mother carrying a live formed embryo inside of her womb. So that's Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chavir. But we explained in the past, Al Pi Rav Hunder, a man starts out as an Aleph. When he has a Ben HaBechor, what is happening? Yedei, the first child, it's the child that turns him into a father. Same way that my wife recently celebrated her birthday. She called up her mother and she said, of course, she says, I don't get the happy birthday. You get the happy birthday. And you're the one. I made you a mother. And at the end of the day, you gave birth to me. I'm the one who made you a mother. She's the oldest of four girls. And the Bechor is the one who made his father a father. And that's what Avner says. He started as an Aleph. By having a child, he now is someone who exists outside of him. And Mela doubled him over. It's the doubling over. Since it's the doubling over, what's the double of the Aleph, the base? Mela, the father, started as an Aleph. He now added on a sense of doubling over. He adds on a base. And that's why we call him an Av. That is the idea of Av. And of course, Evan, Av ben Enechere Mas Nechdal. Evan, Rashi says, in Vayichi, based on the Targum, Roa, Evan Yisrael, Av and Ben, that's the contraction. You mix the two together, and that's Av and Ben. That's why the first remez of Yaakov and his children would be metaphorically linked with what? Vayikach me Avne Hamakom. Same way you build with Avonim. And what was the first remez that Yaakov had when he left Vayetze, and he had the dream. He takes me out in the Amokim, 12 stones corresponding accordingly to the Yudbei Shvatim, to the 12 stones that he would one day produce, Ayidei, Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, and Zilpah. Hamela, those are Avonim, that's Av and Ben, and these are the children that would turn him into an Av. That's the idea of Aleph and Beis. So Hamela, the child who was the Bechor, doubled over the Aleph, and Hamela, Mida, Keneged Mida, he doubled over his father's Aleph, and that's why he made the father into an Av, by being the Beis outside of the Aleph. So too he gets, writes the Baal HaTurim, writes the Vilna Gaon. He gets Pishnayim. Why does he get Pishnayim? Why doesn't he get 1.5? Why doesn't he get 3? Habachor Mi'ikra didn't get Pishnayim. Why? Because the whole Indian of being a Bachor was he doubled over the father's essence. Mida Keneged Mida, he gets a doubling over. And thus it's alluded to in the very name that captures his essence from one perspective. What is the oldest son called a Bachor? What's a Bachor? Writes the Grah, Beis Chav Reish. Beis is the 2 in the single digits. It doubles over the Aleph. The Chav in the 10s doubles over the Yud. And the Reish in the hundreds doubles over the Kuf, that's the Baal HaTurim, fleshed out by the Vilna Gaon. That's why it's called the Bechor, Beis, Chaf, and Reish. And the singles, the tens and the hundreds, is the act of doubling over the numbers that they're here to correspond to. And Beis doubling over the Aleph, the Chaf, the Yud, and their Reish is doubling over the Kuf. Hence, he is called the Bechor, he gets Pishnayim, he doubled over the Aleph. The idea of a Bracha, Osios Bechor, Osios Brecha, Osios, what is Harkava? Harkava, also sharing the identical letters. The shorish of a cover to graft something, laharkiv, is again a resh, chaf, and beis. What is our cover? You have to start with something. You graft, you take an apple plant, and you go and graft another plant onto it to have this one grow in another direction, to have it grow more. That's grafting, taking something that exists and now adding an essence of brocha to that starting point. That's brocha, that's brecha, that's bechor, and that's our cover, all sharing the same letters of doubling over of beis, chaf, and resh, respectively.
Bracha also means to submit. Baruch, we bend our knees. We start off like it says the Chumash, Vayavrech HaGmalim. We bend down. We're submitting to him with our bracha.
Excellent. So, and that corresponds beautifully. What's the idea of submission? It's recognizing the bracha is not coming from me. I recognize with my kri and ashtachavaya, it all comes ach v'rach from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the Rashba. He alone is the makor of all the brachos kulam. A mela blessing the Eberster as not what? Baruch Ata Hashem. It's recognizing that he's the bracha, that he's the source, the wellspring, that all the bracha and the gatzavelt comes exclusively from him. May I humble myself, I make myself subservient before the Almighty, recognizing it all comes from Him. So we start out to now bracha. Now we have parnasa. What's parnasa doing here? Of course parnasa belongs here. Well, why didn't we ask for parnasa? With all the lechem levadu, was supposed to say in Devar Parachas Pasuk Gimel, Ki lo lechem levadu yichyodam, Ki kamatz pi Hashem yichyodam. Sevadu, we need lechem levadu, we need bread and butter, we need lechem and dogan. You can't do anything without food. And the other day we spoke, well, das is the beginning point, and you got to. Why? Because you can't ask for food if you're not healthy. Somebody in the hospital, Rachamana Litzlan, might have a disease, might have an ailment. He doesn't have an appetite. And you can't appreciate the value of food until what? Until you're healthy. Only when are we healthy? We explain Rafaina only comes first. You got to have a healthy soul. And you have to have das to know that it's in your hands. You have to do tshuva right away. Yashavinu, get forgiven, slachlanu. And then you go into what? Reina vanyinu, get rid of our tzaras. And also, we can't live with all these tzaras. I grant us a physical refuah. Now that we have the refuah, Dr. Moshe ben Macher in the Seder Hayom, and now that you're healthy, you're spiritually healthy because you did tshuva and you got forgiven. You're physically healthy because what? Because you got rid of the tzaras, you got rid of your enemies who are always trying to bother you every step of the way. And you had Rafaini, you were Zoch to Rafuah. Now that you're hale and healthy, what's the next thing you do? Before you can start thinking about the goal and the future of Tekamah Shofar Gadol, before you can start thinking about Hashvein Shoftei Negro Shona and everything else that's going to ensue, right here and right now, I got to ask for food for my daily sustenance, the source of all life. I have to ask not only for food, but as we're going to see, I'm really asking for what? Bereish Shnaseinu Kashana Matos. I want to have life. I want to have good years. Arichas Yomim B'Shonim. Writes Ramosha ben Machir, only once you're healthy can you really ask for parnasa, can you ask for your livelihood? And that is Boruch Aleinu. So what are we asking? Boruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashanah Hazos. How many times do we mention the concept of Tov in this bracha? How many times have we said Shemoneh Esrei in our lives in which bracha has Tov mentioned more than any other bracha? All right, here, how many times? The Chazaka of Tov. 3 times. Baruch Leinu Hashem Akinu Hashem Azos Veskamani Suoso Letova. The same Baruch Over Saint Talamata the Baruch Apanayin Avasabeinu Mituva or Mituvecha. Avreshin Asinu Kashon Amatovo Sachazaka of Tov. I want what? I want good. And but why are we mentioning all these concepts? Hashem, let's just go ahead and start the bracha and say, let me have food. And that's what I want. I want to have food. That's what it's all about. And why do I want food? We don't eat. We don't live to eat. We eat in order to live. Avon, I have to ask for food. I can't go ahead and do my job as an Eved Hashem. I can't fulfill whatever my tafkin might be without having my daily sustenance, knowing that I have the food. As we mentioned, one comedian joked years ago, he says, money can't buy you happiness. But you know what money can buy you? It buys you that you're now free from worrying about money. At least that you don't have to think about money. That itself, it's giving you a broken. You have to think about those. So now you can think parnasa. Now I'm thinking what? I'm thinking what? Then I need parnasa, I need in order to live. What are we making such a big deal out of it? Because I can't be an Eved Hashem without my parnasa. Famous of Deser Mechtem Leo, V'hayim Shema Tishmu, Parsha Sekev, second Parsha Kriyashma. If you listen to Hashem's mitzvahs, what are you going to get? Oh, Nasati Gishmechem, you're going to have the rain, you're going to have the motor, you're going to have the tevua. And because I do something in Ruchnius, I get a gashmi, a stick of bracha. As I fract of Deser, it's a stirim and ebay. I'm learning Torah, I'm doing the mitzvahs, so I can get parnasa. Torah says, I can't be an Eved Hashem, I can't learn Torah if I'm always worrying about my next meal. I can't go to be Mekai in the mitzvahs, kid the boy, if I'm always worried, where's my food going to come from? Amela, that is the bracha, not as an end in of itself, chalila v'chas, it's the means. I need to know that I have the wherewithal so I can focus on ruchnius. I can't focus on ruchnius without having the gashmius. I always used to tell people that Nei Yisrael was such a great yeshiva. Baruch Hashem had the schus to learn there 8 years. I tell people that one of the reasons it's such a great yeshiva, either we've spoken in the past about learning mitoch hadochek, learning mitoch yisur. I said, well, lamaisa. I said, I came to Neisol after Eretzol. Neisol, sometimes you don't know. You're going to get a hot shower. What are you going to eat for lunch today? You go to Neisol, you got a good gevaldig meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You want doubles, you can have doubles. You want triples, yeah. You got potato latkes, knishes, pizza, anything, whatever you want. You got it there. You got the milk, you got the place. You have a hot shower 24/7, 365. You got a hot shower, you got a comfortable, you got air conditioning in the room. Just, when I was learning it out, so on a tiny little demon, I was learning about one little fan. I was schwitzing avada mitoch yisurin. Brocha same alpha. Tiger's nicknames for yisurin, but in the end of the day, every ounce of your gashris, you got heat, you got air conditioning, you got the food. You had a farm store on campus, you had a dry cleaning service on campus, you had a canteen on campus if you were hungry, and you got basketball courts, anything, all your gashris is taken care of. All you have to do is learn. That's it. And there's nothing to do. If you don't leave campus, you don't have a car. That's it. You can't really walk to anything. You're away. You're sequestered a little oasis. And that's Givaldic. All your gosh is taken. That's what we're asking Hashem. Take care of my gosh, Mias, so that I can focus on the Ruchnius. I'm asking for Parnosa Mitzadachar. Once I have the Parnosa, I'm asking that they should be good years. Good years that I could do something with Parnosa. As the Siach Yitzchak in the synagogue points out, and the other day, Baruch Aleinu. So that means Hashem, give me a bracha. That means send me to Sefer's bracha, semi shifra melamalo. So what do you have to ask? Letova, for good. If it's a bracha, then it's good. Azog the siach yitzah, because we all know you can have things that are so plentiful, but can you do business with it? What's the market like? What are the prices like? You can have so many apples, but based on supply and demand, and maybe they're going to be a fortune. You won't be able to afford them. So they're being a bracha, and they're so fruit, they're so plentiful. But you got to know that it's the tova. It's got to be for my benefit. And what am I asking for my benefit? Ultimately, because it'll get me to shleimus. Now that I have no concerns about my parnasa, about my livelihood, about how I'm going to sustain myself. Now I can focus solely on the Ruchni. So thus we have Baruch Aleinu Hashem. And we're recognizing you that you're the makor of all the brochas. Hashem Elokeinu. Now let's go back to Midas Aracha Midas Hadid. And he goes, let's quote the Gevaldig Sefer Vavisa Tehilo. And Vavisa Tehilo says, why this Gansa Riches in the context of Baruch Aleinu? So we know that we don't get judged on just one time of the year. And we have what? A mission Rosh Hashanah Tzayin Malaf. Barbo Prokem Olam Nidan. We have Rosh Hashanah. Kol Echanichnas Lefan of Kedei Moron. That's when we're getting judged. And we know the Gemara. And Deya Tzayin Malaf. Them is a Nosa Shalom of Ketsumano. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara beginning of Bamasa as well. So we know that we have our Zman. Our years. That's the term in Rosh Hashanah. Then we have Bachag Nidonon Olamayim. Geshem. Mayim. Tfilas Geshem. Shemini Atzeres. After the end of the Sukkis. That's when we ask for Mayim. Peiros. Shavuos Atzeres Nidonon Al Peiros Eilav. Pesach Nidonon Al Tevuah. So the other thing, we have different Zmanim when we get judged, right? The Avisa Tehilah. That's why we mentioned what? Es Hashanah Zos. I want a good year. I want a good year. I want to make it through this year. I want to live the whole year. That's Rosh Hashanah. We get judged. L'chai l'mavus nesan ha'taykev. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's how we begin. Es komini sivua sola taifa. And I want the bracha to go into my tivua. And what is my tivua? It doesn't just mean the grain in this context. As Rosh Shimon Schwab writes in his Rav Schwab on prayer, and all of its various crops for our benefit, the word tvua here does not refer only to grain or produce, and that is the focus of the next phrase. Rather, it means all forms of production, which means all business, manufactured goods and services to others that we produce, all that goes into tvua, and that's the idea of the tvua, and that is what? That includes the grain, that includes the produce, that includes the peiros ha'ilon, right? The mavisa tehila. Now I want to ask for what I want, that the din of Shavuos and the din of Pesach should be yotzei l'taiva. It should be Lataiva. And then we ask for Saint Talamot Bracha. I need the Geshameh. This is the Bracha called Birchas HaGeshem. This is where I ask for the Saint Talamot Bracha. I have to Tfilas Geshem. Amel, I need the Geshem. I need Bechad, I need Donal Amayim. So we need to reverence the din of Rosh Hashanah. We need to reverence the din of Sukkot, the din of Pesach, the din of Shavuos. That's why we need the Arichas. We're talking about the year itself, and we're talking about the rain during the year. We're talking about the grains and the fruits that are produced based on the quantity and the quality of the rain and where it's going to be located. Amel, I have to go to Mimarch. I want all the dinim respectively to be Yaitse Latova. I want it to be what? Yes, it can be Bebracha. But as the Gemara in Taina says, you can have tons of rains, but what's going to help you if it's raining in the middle of Las Vegas, right? In the middle of a desert. I want it to rain right here and now. I don't care about the hotels and the strip in Vegas. You want to know that we have the rains. We need them right here. So we can't just have the Bracha. Like the Siyach Yitzchak, it's got to be a Bracha L'Taiva. And I want a Chazaka Bracha L'Taiva Meila. I'm going to mention it three times. And that's why we have the Arichas for covering all of our bases. All the Yom Tovim here are covered. And the Phineas Daiti, that's why it's a Shem Elokeinu. Because this is an idea of what? A Midas Aracha, Midas Adin. We know what are the Shol Shagolim. Shol Shagolim are Yemei Simcha. It's all about Simcha. It's not just Simcha. It's Baroi Shavishon about Simcha and Rachamim, but there's also a component of Din. I'm meaning what? All the Regolim, it's Gevaldik. They're really all about Yemei Simcha, but don't lose the sight that they're about Din as well. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur's Bikr about Din, but about it, there's an element of Simcha as well. Like the Sfasema says, think about Chodesh Shofar, about Kesel Yom Chagenu. It's Niskas, it's covered over somewhat, but about it, there's a Din Simcha, according to most Rishonim and Achronim. Even on Rosh Hashanah, by Kesel Yom Chagenu, it's called a Chag Smakta B'Chagecha. Amela, what Rosh Hashanah is, is Zman HaDin, but it's an element of Simcha. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, bicker about Simcha, but it has an element of Din. Baruch Aleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please, I'm asking you what? I want Brocha to come out of all the Zman B'Meshach Hashanah that you donned us. You donned us on Rosh Hashanah, whether we're going to make it through the year. You donned us on Pesach, whether we're going to have Tevuah. On Shavuos, whether we're going to have Peiros and produce. And you donned us on Sukkot, the Zman Simcha. Saying, whether we're going to have Geshomim. Amel Hashem, in this bracha, I want them all. I want to ask that they're all the taifa. I recognize what? It's a combination of rachamim and din. I'm referencing the Yemei HaDin over here, but I want there to be simcha and rachamim coming out of the Yemei HaDin. But I have to recognize that it's all totally in my din. Borech Aleinu, the Hashem was a lokeinu. You gave us Yemei HaDin a lokeinu, but I want first and foremost Hashem to say rachamim. And Amel, I want bracha that's going to come upon us from Hashem who is a lokeinu. Es Hashanah Zos, I want to make it through this year. I want to make it through the entire year. There's kominates of Oselatova and all the types of produce and commerce, like Rashab said, manufacturing everything that we produce. And this year, I want it all to be Lataifa. Doesn't matter to me, there'll be a lot of rain. Where's the rain falling? And what are the supply and demand? What are the prices like? It's all got to be Lataifa. I should have Bracha, or I should have Geshamim Asain Tala Motar Levracha, Al Paneha Dama. Al Pnei Adamo, it should be all over the face of the ground.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Al Pnei Adamo, many different Perushim. What do you mean, Al Adamo? What's Al Pnei Adamo? Writes the Alexander Rebbe in Yisach Yisrael. We know, and when we flip back, we rewind to the Chet of Adam and Chava. And what happened when they sinned? Arur HaAdamah, the ground got cursed. I'm meaning what? Our actions, Bein L'Tov, Bein L'Ra, affect the ground as well. First and foremost, it affects all society. First and foremost, you see that what? That the ground was cursed. Amela, we ask the same bracha, Pnei Adamah, over all the face of the land. Even if we're doing Chatan, please Hashem, I ask you, give us a bracha. Not just for us, but the land. You can have all these great things, but the land is cursed. You going to be in big trouble. So I need al pnei adam. I need the ground, right? Say Alexander Rebbe Yisrael Chassan, not to be cursed. This sabena mituva, and it's going to satisfy you, so you can have the bracha. But is the fruit going to satisfy us? And if you're in a madrega like the Vilna Gaon, the Yeshua Chaim Kanevsky, all the different pictures of the Vilna Gaon, and you see that he was geschmack. How could he be? He was gezun. How could he be with such gezun? His wife told the neighbor that all her husband ate, and it's Rav Eliyahu writes in the Sefer Agon, the three-volume biographical work about the Gro, that Edus was given to the neighbor from the wife of the Gro, that all she fed her husband, all he needed was a piece of bread soaked in water with an olive in the morning, and a piece of bread soaked in water with an olive in the evening. And all the pictures show him as Mamash, he was robust, he was gezun. How can it be? Chaim says, just like the man who was Mizbarech Bebeyov. How gevaldik it is, you don't have to eat a lot to be satisfied. How many people who have trouble dieting, where they shrink their stomach, I can be satisfied early. What a bracha it is, and you don't have to waste time eating. The Gro himself didn't want to waste any time eating. He used to say, what can I do? He says, I wish I didn't have to sleep at all. I wish I didn't have to eat at all. It's all built to Torah. How much time do I lose? Because he slept all the 4 half-hour segments every 24 hours. 2 hours every 24 hours. He ate a piece of bread soaked in water so he wouldn't enjoy it too much. Wouldn't have to spend time chewing it with an olive in the morning. And what's up, Shalt? He says, but what can I do? It's a mitzvah. She esher lasa sadeh chayru. Torah says, perak. I have to take care of my health. It's a mitzvah. Nobody else could eat for me. No one else could sleep for me. So me, I have to go in and do it. And yet, he ate barely and he was gesund. Why? Rav Chaim said it's in his barech b'meyav. A little bit of food mamish gave him a gemaldik abrocha. That's sabina mituva. Have it be so good that I only need a little bit. That's the mon. How much mon do you think that you didn't eat? A little bit of mon. It was in his barech b'meyav. And that's all you need. Where does it come from? All? And because what? There's so much ra mixed into our food. And this takes us to a very important yisod. And Rav Chaim Voloshin writes in Zruah Chaim and Perek Yavos Perek Gimel Mishneh Gimel. Let's go back to that pasuk in Devarim Perek Ches Pasuk Gimel. Ki lo alachem levadu yichi yadam ki akum motze pi Hashem yichi yadam. Writes Rav Chaim Voloshin. And every machal there's a tzan hatov and there's a tzan hara, and that all ensued from the achila from the eitz hadas tov v'ra. It's an eitz of chibur das is a schabrus where tov and ra were initially bound up henceforth in time. The muravim zubazu the Maravim Dehadadi. You can no longer separate Tov and Ra. Every chelik, every machal, now is going to have a manifestation of the Eitz HaTaz Tov and Ra. And every machal, Mikanul Haba, will have what? Etzad HaTov, Mitzad the physical. Etzad HaRa, Mitzad the physical. And Mitzad, whatever other components, the Sitchachra that can attach itself to food. And we'll have what? Lolach Levado, Ki Motzei Pi Hashem. There's a Motzei Pi Hashem, right? It's a Chaim Voloshin. The Motzei Pi Hashem, the chelik of the Ruchni and the food that we eat. And that is that chelik that's Mefarnes the Neshoma. The Tzad HaTov that gives us the vitamins, the nutrients, the minerals that sustains the physical goof. And then we have the ra. What's the ra? We have psolus. We have to go ahead and excrete. We have to excrete waste from our body. And writes a Chaim Voloshin, what do you see the waste is? What part of us attracts the lowliest brias in the world? The Medrash and Rashi's Rambam says flies and mosquitoes were a chelik of Arur HaDama. You know why we have flies and mosquitoes? Because of the chet Eitz Hadas Tov Ra. Wouldn't it be gevaldik if we didn't have gnats and mosquitoes and flies? It's all part of the original curse. And what attracts them? Tzoa. Urine and feces attracts the lowliest forms, and it smells, it emits a putrid odor. Why? Right? So Chanos, because it's all the chelik hara. The chelik atov stayed inside the goof. It's the chelik hara, the chelik apsolas that went outside the goof. Since it's kol psolas, right? So Chaim Elojan, it attracts the lowliest forms of the bria, and that's why it emits a putrid odor, and that's why the man, which is kulo tov, explains to Chaim Elojaner, was not yaitse min a goof. It's not perish, it's not yotze, it's not soa. It has no need to leave because it's muvla bein ha'ivarim. It gets miraculously swallowed up and absorbed into the goof. Why? You don't have to excrete. You only have to excrete waste. There was no waste by the mon. Every ounce of the mon was mafarni side the goof, side the neshama. That is what sustained us. That's the bnei yisoschar. And ma'im ra'alef im bnei yisoschar chodesh elo. We all know ER. Everybody in the world knows that ER is Rosh Yateva Sani Hashem Rofecha. And why is Rafu intertwined with chodesh ER? And as Rav Avram Shor adds, and as Alekech HaLibov, it's also Shetavis Aleph is Ozen, the Asnayim, and Aver, that's what that's in the middle of the head. Then we have the Yad Yad, the Yadayim, Iyar, Yad Yad in the middle of the Guf, and then the Raglayim at the bottom in the Guf. Aleph Yud Yud Reish, Osnayim, Yadayim, and the Raglayim. Rav Avram Shor, what's that Brius in the whole Guf? Aniyah Shem Rafacha from top to bottom. And why? Why is that Mesugot to Chodesh Iyar? Right? So many associated, because when did we get the Mon? The Mon started falling in Chodesh Iyar. When did we get the Mayim of the Bear in Chodesh Iyar? And they were miraculous in nature. They were Mullah Bear. Nobody got sick. Because we get sick because of the food that we eat. Right? Rav Yaakov Hillel, Daf Choptes of a Sefer Takanos HaShavim, he brings the Arizal. Arizal says one of the mindless of a fast day is that by abstaining from eating, we're not allowing the kochos of mazikin and the sitra achra to get into our system, because the way they get into our system is derech the food that we eat. Writes the Arizal and Shara Mitzvahs Mem Gimel and Parshas Akev. Azok the Arizal, all the klala, everything, it attaches itself to the food that we eat. Listen to this Arizal. We have a Gemara in Brachos Chavtes Manalef. Al Tam in Batz Vachadia Moischa Shor Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shimish Bekohuna Gadol Shmon Mishon Masof Nasa Tzeduki. How in the world could someone who goes Lefnai V'Lefnim every here's the Kohen Gadol, every year he's going Lefnai V'Lefnim to the Holy of Holies, how in the world can he, after 80 years he's the Gadol Hador, how could he go off the dark? We mentioned Rav Ryan Waxman said imagine the Gadol Hador one day to the next. We said, it doesn't make sense. So we explain Moshin Shem Pinkus, according to the Chavetz Chaim, you could have a big, beautiful carnival cruise ship. And this carnival cruise ship could have one little hole and the bottom of the boat. And you know what? It's such a massive, oh, come on, Titanic. It's huge. One little hole, it's not going to do anything. And you know what? It could go a month. It could go a year. And tiny drops are coming in. But after 80 years of nobody addressing this hole, all of a sudden, what? It could all fill up. So that's the Chavetz Chaim. You're going to go, no, he must have one little pagab, and he never addressed it. And it burgeoned into something much larger. Writes the Arizal pi Kabbalah, the neshamas of Rishoyim can enter into our guf ayadei the food that we eat. That's the Arizal pri Yitzchayim. Says Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol, you know what happened? He wasn't shomer atzmo bekedusha b'tara b'shas achilo, since he wasn't makbid on eating bekedusha b'tara, and there are some neshamas of Rishoyim were able to come in and attach itself, because the bigger you are, the harder you fall. And Melo, there's a koch. The Yitzhar tries to get what? The really big people. Rav Yitzhak Kohen Gadol Mechor Yitzhak Gadol Menu. And Melo tried to attach itself to the food that they eat, and that's what came to the system. Melo, it had an effect, and that's what pulled Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol down. Why do we find that other Chava, what's their number one test? What's the test? Braces, parbase, posuk, tesaini, and zain. May call it zagana, chotachel, may say, that's tovelo, sechamino. Eat this and don't eat that. That's going to define everything. Rav Tzedek HaKohen writes in his Kunshus and Machal and Pri Tzadik that our madrega and ruchinis is determined by the food that we eat. Kaya, so comes out of Mitzrayim, and what do we get in Chonish ear? What's going to determine our health? The mon and the be'er. The food that we eat, the water that we drink, what we consume. And it's the same manner that we find in Shas, Chulundah. Hey, I'm in base. Get enough Zion and Manalev. Sugin Yavamas as well. Ain't no Kurdish, maybe it's a color you name a Hempton Show Tzadikim. Al Tzadikim, not Sakas Kamakama. Arapilchas Ben Yor, even his donkey, wouldn't go ahead and eat from something that wasn't hufrish, Tumas of Ice, etc. Taisus has to kash in both places. Acholin Alfe and get enough Zion. What do you mean? We have cases of Makas, Haim, and Bezer of Huda. Huda Metabai killed in Ain Zome. Gamor and Shabbos, where he shows Matalo, and there in the first parak. We have cases where Chalim sinned, Zok the Rabbeinu Tam, Zok the Re. And different places, different Bali at Taisus. It's Dafka by Midir Achila. Why? Because Genayu Bamidir Achila, there's a special Genai for food that is either us or food that is traif to come into your system. Why? Explains the Chassan Sefer and Chuvas, explains the Eini Shmuel, explains the Netzivim Rome Soda, because if Timtim Alev, you are what you eat. And what you eat can defile, sully, and tarnish your neshama more than anything else. That's why fast days are the days that are most prime for Chuva. That's why days of Chuva, Yom Kippur, the Shlom of Asersa Chuva, it's got to be accompanied by fasting. That's why even a Purim, how do you get ready for your Yom Mishnah V'Simcha on the heels of a Tainus Esther? It's all about understanding food, what to eat, what not to eat. Pasha Shmini Lamay Lamanateva is what Lahavda Bena Kodesh Benatom Benatami Benakosh. What's Shmini all about, Lamanateva? These are the foods you can eat and these are the foods you can't eat. Why do we make such a big deal? Rama Mornabucha, because you are what you eat. You eat birds of prey, it's going to be molded certain midas rose and your tchunas and nefesh should be part and parcel of your attributes, of your character, of your personality. You are what you eat. Abishur says, I'm not giving that to the Goyim because I'm not as makbid, how the Goyim. How refined and perfected they need to be. But you have to hone and perfect your halig and neshama. You have that neshama yaseira. It's all going to be defiled and sullied if you don't watch what you eat. That's why tarfus is such a big deal. That's why adas, if a person eats chazer, and the Zohar Kodesh says to you, it's metamte in the leiv, and you can't think clearly. As a father of Bnei Brak who came to Chaim Kanevsky. That's the Nakudas Abdullah. Somebody came to Chaim Kanevsky, says his son Pusha wasn't learning well. Similar as a Masvid, was able to learn well. Oh, son, one day they couldn't chop the shear. Chaim says, I want you to check, maybe he ate tarfus. And they checked into one day, he was eating by a friend's house and they accidentally served him treif meat. He says that's where it came from. He has to do tshuva because that's metamting the leiv. That's all the mechava, your madrig and ruchnias is. What are you eating? What are you not eating? Rosh Hashanah, what do we make such a big deal? We're not going to eat certain things. Rosh Hashanah, we're starting out a tshuva, symbolism and all the metaphors contained in the foods, but also what? We're going to be more makar sesame tshuva. When do we makbit? We go to paspalter, pasakim, chol of Yisrael, and you're going to be more makar. The one chumrah, the machamra says, the one chumrah, tough reishkim, what's the chumrah sesame tshuva? Is what if you're not meticulous about pas palter pas akim all year long? These ten days, yes, because we're going to be makpid more meat and achila. What we eat and what we drink in these days more than any other days of the year, and we're not going to let any ra come in because all the ra, the Arizal says, comes in ayaday machal. It all comes in ayaday the food that we eat. That's why shita satosis it's dafka ganai meyuchad to tamina chachamim. To eat something that's treif, something that didn't properly have turumas and maisis separated from it, because there's nothing that's makalkal and metamting the neshama like the food that we eat. Stories abound about the Beis Halevi, about the Chozen Ish, about Rabbi Yolopian, the Chavetz Chaim. Gevaldigas stories had there might have been a bug in the food. Or the Chozen Ish, one day he sat down to lunch, he says, I just can't eat. And so I said, how come you're not eating it? He says, I don't know, I just, he couldn't. Plus he tried putting the food, the utensils, he couldn't do it. So he says, you have to check into the food. They checked into the food, she went. And that day, she bought her vegetables from a different store, and there was a shayla. It turns out that the vegetables didn't have tumas and maisis separated them from them, kidaboy. Mm-hmm. And the Chozen Ish, his body was such a chifetz of taira that he physically couldn't take the spoon and take vegetables out of the soup. He couldn't do it because the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sure that tzaddikim, that their guf will not be defiled, their neshama will not be defiled by the food that they eat more than anything else in the world, and that's the nekuda of the food. That's why we have to daven, and that it's all got to be l'tayva. So again, baruch aleinu as we conclude. Baruch aleinu Hashem akenas Hashanah zotz. This coming is swos l'tova v'sein bracha p'nei adam v'sabinu v'tuva. Of Rosh Hashanah k'ashanu matos. We put together the din of Rosh Hashanah of Sukkos of Pesach and Shavuos. We have a gatzar riches. We want all the din to be yotzei l'tayva. A din where we want the rachamim to overwhelm the din, the Hashem to override the elokeinu, but we recognize it's all coming machmas din elokeinu, but we want it to say baruch aleinu Hashem elokeinu, and we want the Hashem to win out, but it's the two together on the zmanim of din when we got judged on all the rain and all the food. We want it all to be yotzei l'tova chazaka of tova chazaka of that. I don't want it to be for good. We need to end with the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agra. Right, so Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agra, and the son of the Vilna Gaon points out, do you know why it's called the Shana? And you know why a year is called the Shana? Because we have in the year Shinun Hei Yamim, we have about 354 in the lunar year that we go bust of the lunar year. 354, 355 days. Osio Shana. Why is it called Shana? He says, Lashon Shana, because every day is different than the next day. Because Frekt Rabbeinu Amina, what are we talking about the Yom Tovim? What are we talking about a Bruch anymore? My Tvu is already judged on Pesach. My Geshem was already judged on Sukkot. So what am I davening for? Everything was already in place, he says, because that is Koveya. You're right. Ami Rosh Hashanah, whether you're going to live throughout the year or not, was established in Rosh Hashanah. Whether you're going to get Geshem, Tevuah, Peiros, that was Nikva in all the respect of Modem, but every day could change. Just like Suvas Dav Chesem and Beis, if someone's Menavel Piv, Komenavel Piv, Afilu Natavlo, Gezardin, Shoshim Shonah, Latayva, Nepach, Halal of the Ra. You can change your Gezardin in any day of the year, depending on your Zechuyas, depending on your Aveya. Right, I want this year, that's Hashana Zos, meaning what? I know I got a judgment in this year, but I'm davening that Hashem infused bracha. I want to daven that today and this year should be good, and I know I got a din of Geshomim on Chag, and I know I got a din of Tavua on Pesach and a din of Peiros and Machulah and Shavuos, but I'm still davening for them. Why? Because each day is different. Each day is Kol Yom Yom Shona Legamri Mi Yom Acher, and that's Hashana Zos. course, this year, every day in this Shana, everyone in the 355 days in this Shana, is Shina, is different and separated from one from the next. So whatever, what am I davening today? I already davened. Terence says I got to daven each and every day. Because in each and every day, I have the power to be Mashana, that Gezerah. Because each day is Shina, Meyom Leyom. Amela, and we conclude like the years that were good, that were filled with good and plenty. Hashem, you should bless all of our years, every day and every year. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mavarach Hashanim, who does that all the time, is Mavarach Hashanim. And thus we close with the Ksav HaKabbalah and his Ian Tfila. And what's this whole idea? Baruch Aleinu, Shifa Sabrochati Alatova, Lachazek Esyadenu, to do what? I'm asking Liyos Pnuyim, Lenimar Chachmas Ateira, Velasas HaMitzvah. I want to be healthy. I want to have my parnas. I want to have my broch latova. Why? You know why most people leave Yiddishkeit? You know why most people can't learn? You know why most people start going off the derech? Because they have tzoras. They have bad things. And what's the tzora that very often is at the beginning? And very often when they have no money and they start getting involved in things that distract them. But at the end of the day, if we have the broch and we have the parnas, our mechazik ourselves with sabeinu mitzvecha. And Misaveinu Mitzvecha, we ask that it's not stam Misaveinu Mitzvah like we have in some Gersos, but the Gersa in the Antvili says he wants to be Mata Misaveinu Mitzvecha. I don't want it to be stam Tov, I want it to be your Tov, what you determine as Tov. We want to become millionaires. $1 million is not good for each and every one of us. We want it to be what Hashem determines as Tov. Hence the Shini and Gersa of Misaveinu Mitzvecha, satisfy us. Let us just need a little bit to be satisfied, but let it be Mitzvecha. But the Iker is I want Mavarach Hashanim so that we have the time to learn and to go in and do mitzvahs. Now that we're hale and healthy, now we were complete, we had the refuah, we had the bracha, we have no daigas, mitzvah, the gashri, everything is taken care of. Now we can do all the Torah, we can do all the mitzvahs. And now we're ready for a gula, to come and show for a gadol l'chayruseinu, we're ready to really be free once and for all, because Amen. Now we have no excuses. It should happen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.